Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to today's On The Verge Daily. I'm your host, Bob Phelan, recapping the AAA Norfolk games from Tuesday, April 2nd and Wednesday, April 3rd. Today is Thursday. It's the last day before all the affiliates, the full season affiliates, are in action. Tomorrow night is going to be a lot of fun with all four teams going at once. I do like that they do the AAA a week early just because it gives you a little taste, but it'll be nice to have them all going and tracking them every day from here until September. Let's get started with Tuesday's game because there's a lot to talk about here with the Tides despite only two games played. On Tuesday, they defeated the Charlotte Knights 10-6 behind a sparkling performance from Cade Povich, who in his first start of the season pitched six shutout innings, only gave up one hit, no walks with five strikeouts. Fastball was averaging right around 92, had all his pitches working, not so much swing and miss. He only had a 10% whiff percentage, but he was getting a lot of called strikes, so that tells me his command was pretty good, and his CSW was 30. His curveball especially, he was able to drop in there for strikes, so very good start for Povich. The thing with him is the consistency, so we'll see what happens next time out. There were definitely times last year where he'd have an electric start, five, six innings, you know, more than a strikeout per inning, keeping the runs down, and then he would have a blow-up start the next time. It was like every other start was good and bad and good and bad. So very curious to see how he does against the same lineup on Sunday. Shout out to Garrett, who I believe will be going to that game. Nick Vespi pitched two innings, giving up a run with three strikeouts. His stuff was working pretty well, had a 43% whiff percentage and a 38% CSW. Very good. The reason this was a close game at all in the end was because of Brian Baker, our old buddy, Matt Winter. Shout out. He pitched one third of an inning. He got one out, gave up three hits and two walks, including a grand slam home run, five total runs. He's sitting at a nice 33.75 ERA. Velocity on his fastball is down a mile per hour. The velocity on his changeup was up 3 miles per hour. Don't know what that's about, but yeah, I don't know if we're going to see Brian Baker except in emergency situations at this point, unless he turns it around. Nolan Hoffman cleaned it up, pitched two thirds of an inning with a strikeout. Barrel King himself, Heston Kerstad, led the offense in this game, hitting two home runs, having two of the three top exit velocities in the game. The first home run was 107.1 miles per hour off the bat, went 451 feet. Second homer, 105.8 off the bat, and I believe that was an opposite field shot. But like I said, Barrel King, because that's what Kerstad does best. He gets those perfect launch angles with the exit velocities. Not elite the way Kobe Mayo is, but just very, very good, and it leads to a lot of extra base hits and home runs like he hit on Tuesday, two of them. He also had a single in the game, four RBIs and two runs total. Jackson Holliday led off. He had another leadoff home run in this game, solo shot, obviously. Also struck out three times. Connor Norby was 2-for-3 with three runs, two RBI, and a walk. That included a home run in the first inning as well. It was back-to-back jacks from Holliday and Norby in the top of the first. Kyle Stowers was 1-for-5 with a home run, his second of the year. Peyton Burdick, 1-for-3 with a walk in his first double of the year. And Errol Robinson had a nice game, 3-for-4 with 2 runs and an RBI. Now we'll get to last night's fireworks, where the Tide defeated Charlotte 26-11. The only inning they didn't score a run in was the second. They were down 7-4 at one point. They tied it up 7-7. And it was just fireworks, especially for the top half of the lineup as usual. But really, it was everybody getting involved last night. But let's start with the pitching. Justin Armbruster, he actually pitched pretty poorly. He gave up 7 runs, 6 earned over 2 2/3 innings, on 7 hits and 3 walks with 3 strikeouts. His first start of the year in AAA. And the problem for him was his breaking stuff wasn't working at all. He didn't throw a changeup. His sweeper and curveball, he could not land for strikes and could not get swings and misses. So they were just sitting on his four-seamer and his cutter. And even though those had 30% CSWs, it was just not great. Not great night for him, but still doesn't really change much as far as long-term outlook. And we'll see how he bounces back next week. Tucker Davidson got the win. He pitched 2 1/3 innings, giving up 1 run on 2 hits. A solo home run was involved there. No walks and 3 strikeouts, but still not a huge fan of him. If you look at the Savant, his slider is down 2.3 mile per hour, sinker's down 1 mile per hour, fastball down 2 mile per hour, splitter down 1.5 miles an hour, and a sweeper down over three miles per hour. So velocity is just tanked for him. I don't know what's going on there. I actually liked him coming into the season, especially with that splitter, but pretty alarming, Dev. All your pitches drop in velocity that much, especially when you're not a guy that had all that much velocity to begin with. Andrew Suarez, on the other hand, he had a great outing. 2 innings, giving up 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Caleb Ort came in, gave up 3 runs in an inning, and Wanis and Charles had a scoreless 9th, walking a batter and striking out 2. Now let's get to the offense. Norfolk had 10 of the 11 top exit velocities in this game, led by Kobe Mayo with a 112.3 exit velo on his double in the 6th inning, a 107.6 exit velo on his triple in the 3rd inning, and a 105.7 exit velocity on his single in the 4th inning. Overall on the game, Mayo was 5-for-7 with 2 runs and an RBI. Like I said, he had a double, his 2nd, and a triple, his 1st of the year. And he probably had the worst game of the top 5 hitters in the lineup, which is pretty crazy. Jackson Holliday was 4-for-6 with 5 runs, 2 RBI, 2 walks, his first stolen base of the season. He had 2 doubles in a game, giving him 4 for the year. His exit velocities, including a 106.1 single in the 1st inning, a 105.6 mile per hour single in the 5th inning, and a 103.6 mile per hour double in the 8th inning. Connor Norby was 2-for-5 with 3 runs, 3 RBI, 2 walks, a double, his 2nd, and a home run, his 3rd. He did not appear in the top 11 exit velocities despite that amazing game. Guess who else didn't appear in the top 11 exit velocities? Heston Kerstad, who is off to one of the best starts to a season I've ever seen in my life for any level. He didn't even break 100 mile per hour on the exit velos, but Mr. Barrels, as I'm going to start calling him, really did the damage that he could with the launch angles and where he's putting it, because he was 5-for-7 with 4 runs and 10 RBI. With 2 doubles, giving him 3 on the season, and 2 home runs, giving him 4. So he had 4 home runs in the first 2 games of this week. And yeah, how long can Tony Kemp and Ramon Urias continue to stay on the Orioles roster when these guys are down here doing this? These 5 guys just want to get to the majors, and at least 1 or 2 of them should very soon. Kyle Stowers, another one, 4-for-7 in the game, 3 runs, 7 RBI. His 2nd double of the year and 3 home runs in the game, just like he did in spring training. He's got 5 now on the year. His exit velocities included 107 on the home run in the 1st inning, 104.9 on the home run in the 6th inning, and 103.5 on the double in the 3rd inning. Also had a 100 mile per hour exit velocity home run in the 7th. Peyton Burdick, who the Orioles traded for, tried to pass through waivers. He got claimed. Then they claimed him back later. He's off to a tantalizing start as well, playing center field. Was 3-for-5 in this game with 3 runs, an RBI, and a walk. He had a double, his second, and a home run, his third. And he's batting .375 with a .1563 OPS so far on the year. He hits the ball incredibly hard, strikes out a lot. Good role model for Judd Fabian, perhaps. I think Fabian plays much better defense and has better speed, but Burdick has some serious pop in the bat. Nice guy to have down there in AAA for depth. Diego Castillo played third base, was 2-for-6 with a run and a walk, his first double of the year. He's batting .308 with an .823 OPS so far. David Banuelos had the game of his life and is barely a footnote. 3-for-6, 3 runs, 2 RBIs, a walk, his first home run of the season. He's batting .273 with an .878 OPS. And Errol Robinson was 1-for-7 with 2 runs, batting .316 with an .876 OPS on the season. Banuelos also stole his first base of the year as a catcher. Now, it's been 5 games, Norfolk. They're 4-1. Here's the stats for the top 5 hitters on the season so far for the Tides. Jackson Holliday is batting .400 with a .1248 OPS. He has 12 runs, 4 doubles, 2 homers, 8 RBI, 3 walks, and a stolen base. Kobe Mayo is batting .385 with a .1039 OPS. 5 runs, 2 doubles, a triple, a home run, and 4 RBI. Heston Kjerstad is batting .583 with a .1785 OPS. 10 runs, 3 doubles, 4 home runs, and 18 RBI on the year. Connor Norby is batting .435 with a .1394 OPS. 8 runs, 2 doubles, 3 home runs, 9 RBI, and 3 walks. And Kyle Stowers is batting .400 with a .1503 OPS, 8 runs, 2 doubles, 5 home runs, and 14 RBI. Meanwhile, Colton Cowser, if we haven't noted it yet, has expired his prospect/rookie eligibility at the major league level, off to a good start despite not getting that much playing time. Guys, it's great to be an Orioles fan. The major league team probably should have been swept by the Royals the way the bats played in the first half of this week, but they managed to take 2 out of 3 with a walk-off home run from Jordan Westberg and a walk-off bases-loaded single by James McCann last night. Orioles had no business winning yesterday's game. Thank you, Royals, for sticking to the closer rule so strictly and bringing in Will Smith to get the save. Really appreciate that. So the Orioles are 4-2 on the year, have a day off today before heading to Pittsburgh. And the Tide are 4-1, and they will play tonight with Chase McDermott taking the mound. So hopefully we see some more fireworks with the bats, and we see another great start from Chase McDermott following up his first of the year. I'm excited. The podcast is back tonight. It's been a little bit, but we're going to talk about all the action early on in the season, maybe talk about the break camp rosters for Bowie, Aberdeen, and Delmarva. Nick is still out, but he should be back for a daily at some point over the weekend and next week, I'm assuming. So best to him. But I've been Bob Phelan. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being a patron.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.